Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're ready.
Ready.
To
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La bamba.
Ay, caramba.
Disguises.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies of.
And pies of
all sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
If a tree falls while our sound effects man is at lunch, does it make a sound?
A week ago Tuesday, Mrs. Ethel Feinblatt stops at a local delicatessen for a corned beef on rye, easy on the mustard, and a side of slaw. Suddenly, the unexpected happens.
Stop! Help! That dog took my purse! Stop that dog!
The purse-snatching pooches. Today on The Garfield Crime Files. Hello and welcome to The Garfield Crime Files, where each week we bring you the story of some sinister lawbreaker. Like Benny the celery stalk burlap, wanted for embezzlement, armed robbery, and buying a leisure suit after 1971. Or Sam the spatula schmidlap, wanted for gambling, smuggling, and having one of those baby on board signs in his car window. Ooh, couple of tough customers there. But today on the Garfield Crime Files, and by the way, this feature is nothing like the Garfield Tales of Scary Stuff. Let's get that straight. In this drawer is the case of the purse-snatching pooches. Excuse me, in this drawer is my lunch. In this drawer is the case of the purse-snatching pooches and how this airheaded Airedale found himself in the midst of it. How could sweet, innocent Odie get his mug on the 10 most wanted hounds list? For that answer, we have to go back to last Monday and this quaint suburban home. Inside, cartoonist John Arbuckle was making up a grocery list.
Cheese dip, chestnuts, chewing gum, chicken gumbo.
The list was so long, he decided to send his dog to the market just to pick up items beginning with the letter J.
That's probably all he can carry.
He gave the mutt money and the list and sent him on his merry way.
In the string of purse snatchings allegedly being perpetrated by dogs.
Garfield, will you turn the TV off? I have to work.
I have to work too. But while I, the cat, was hard at work, Odie was already halfway downtown. Where, unbeknownst to him, Mrs. Barbara Streisand, no relation to the singer, was just leaving Harry's Chicken Suit Emporium with her usual Memorial Day chicken costume. Suddenly, crime reared its ugly head. The dog had almost made a clean getaway when he saw them. The police. In his panic, he dropped the stolen purse and fled into an alley. 10 seconds later, Odie turned the corner onto Elm Street. Some poor lady dropped her purse, he thought. He decided to see if he could find its owner and return it to her. That was when the police spotted him.
There's the dog with the purse.
By now, even more confused than usual, which is pretty confused, the puppy ran madly from the police.
Hey, Doc! This way!
A block away, two men were manning a phony plumber's truck.
Joe, the ninth dog's coming in with a handbag. But the dog, he don't look familiar.
Ah, we got so many now you can't keep track. Just get him in the back and let's split.
Hey, Mutt! In here! I said in here. Hurry.
Just say it calm. They ain't looking for no plumbers.
The trick worked. And Odie found himself an accidental member of the purse-snatching pooches. 4 hours later, Odie still wasn't home.
Where could he be? I gave him $40.
Never trust $40 to someone whose IQ is a lower number. Let's see what else is on.
purse-snatching dogs, Mrs. Streisand, no relation to the singer, told our news crew...
What kind of dog was it?
Small, white, not very bright-looking, but at least he didn't get my chicken suit.
John, we may be onto something. What am I thinking? Odie? Purse-snatching? It couldn't be.
An amateur photographer took this home video of the dog.
That's Odie!
And he's turned to a life of crime? No, this cannot be. Odie is honest, true blue, and decent. And he isn't smart enough to steal. And so the handsome cat, I, set out to find his, my friend. I vowed to search everywhere, from the highest mountain to the deepest crevice of the earth. No matter what personal sacrifice, no matter what private agony, I vowed not to rest until I had cleared the good name of Odie. And it's lucky I found him a block and a half away, because my feet were really starting to get tired. As we found out later, Odie had made the other dogs realize they were being used.
We're being used.
Okay, come on, you guys. Everybody out. Hey! Help, Joe! The dogs are loose! The dogs are loose!
The dogs are loose? What do you mean the dogs are loose?
Just what I said. Let's get them. Especially that dumb-looking new one.
Hey, slurping's a felony and you're in enough trouble already. Now we...
There's the mutt!
We run. That's what we do. We run. This way, Oadster.
They're hiding out in that building there.
We got them trapped.
Locked. We're doomed. Hey, why are they chasing me? You're the crook. All right. I know you didn't do it. And I know who did.
Let me have the purse, mutt.
Hey, what kind of place is this anyway?
I believe it's called the 12th Precinct. The crooks were tossed in jail. The dogs rounded up and the purses returned to their rightful owners. The good name of Odie was cleared. And Odie was welcomed home, despite the fact that he was without all my favorite foods, starting with the letter J. A criminal, no more. That's it for this one. Be with us next time when we look into the Garfield Crime Files. We're going after the guy who edits movies for television. Talk about your evil criminals. Good night.
Here's your dinner.
My dinner. Some assembly required.
It's story time.
Oh, boy.
I know what kind of story I want. Something with monsters and ghosts in it.
And ninjas. Don't forget ninjas.
You all forget that Roy's niece is visiting us. Now, I think we should let our guest here select the story. Chloe?
Oh, maybe. Oh, I always wanted to hear this one. Snow White.
Snow White?
That's a girl's story.
Well, I'm a girl.
Yeah, but we're not.
Oh, girl stories are boring.
All right. Come on, guys. Chloe has chosen. I'm reading Snow White. Booker, Sheldon, Chloe, how would you like not only to hear the story, but experience it as well?
How is that possible?
Well, I'll need a Snow White. Oh, there's someone who'll do fine. Wade, you're going to be Snow White.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm going to run madly over the hill.
Wade, there may be coyotes over the hill.
I'm going to stay right here and be Snow White.
But Wade can't be Snow White.
He's a man, sort of.
But we're going to use the power of our imagination. We're going to imagine we're all in a big castle.
Oh, big castle. Nice art direction.
And now, we'll all imagine Wade is the poor, overworked Snow White.
Could I see something in a summer frock?
Yeah, it's fine, Wade.
I don't know. It's not me.
Wade,
Maybe with the right accessories.
Wade, get to work.
Do we get to meet the Wicked Queen now, Orson?
She's next. Let's sneak over and get a peek at her.
Orse, could I be the handsome and dashing prince?
Well, I had planned to have...
Oh, please! Pretty please with low-cal sugar substitute on it.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right.
Oh, boy! I'm gonna go get ready.
Roy, the prince doesn't come in until... Oh, what's the use?
Bah! Fooey! And other royal curses!
Is that the Wicked Queen?
Sure looks that way. Watch.
Mirror, make like Honest Abe, and tell me who's a fabulous babe.
Like every day, I am afraid the finest babe is Miss Snow Wade.
I must destroy Snow Wade so that I can be the most fabulous babe in the kingdom. Who are you?
Us? We are loyal servants, your Wicked Queenship.
Then prove your loyalty to me, servants. Take Snow Wade into the woods. Do away with her. Then return to me with her gizzard in a bejeweled box.
Yes, sir. Ma'am.
Yeah, right away. Still think this is just a girl's story, guys?
Not anymore.
Oh, woe is I. Not only does my wardrobe not do me justice, but I am getting dishpan feathered.
Whoops! Where are you taking me? Oh, don't I want to know?
The queen told us to take you out in the forest and do away with you.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Help! Unfortunate plot twist! Oh, please! Oh, help! Fairy tale gone awry! Oh, please, help!
Calm down, Wade. We're not going to do away with you.
We're going to leave you here in the forest.
Leave me in the forest with wild pumas and bears and rabid chipmunks?
No, we're going to leave you with the seven dwarfs.
Oh, they sound harmless and petite.
But the Wicked Queen is expecting her gizzard.
We'll just stop off at a local gizzard shop and pick one up. She won't know the difference.
Yeah, that Wicked Queen is pretty dumb.
Dwarfs. Seven dwarfs.
Yikes! I'm scared.
No, I'm scared.
What do you mean you're scared? I'm petrified.
No, I'm petrified. And I'm silly.
Oh, I get it. Your name is Scared, yours is Petrified, yours is Silly. You are all part of the seven dwarfs.
Seven?
Try 77. There's a housing shortage.
Yeah, I'll introduce you.
If you want anything done in this world, you gotta do it yourself.
Musty, noisy, here are the twins, outwardly hostile and inwardly friendly. Startled?
I'm amazed.
No, I'm amazed.
Well, then I'm flabbergasted and astonished.
No, I'm flabbergasted and he's astonished.
I'm getting confused.
You don't have to get confused. He's right here.
What do you mean the Wicked Queen isn't home? We brought her a gizzard she asked for.
She followed you into the forest to make certain you did away with Snow Wade.
Snow Wade is in trouble!
Big trouble.
Come on.
Hey, wait for me.
Well, I am departing.
No, departing's right over here. Oh, he left.
Poison apple, my dear!
Oh, well, I'll try anything that's free.
Uh-oh, I'm doomed. Ooh.
No, I'm doomed.
Oh, I hope we're in time.
We're too- late.
She ate the poison apple.
Yoo-hoo! Handsome Prince, you're on.
My cute. I, the handsome prince, is here. One kiss from her true love shall awaken yon slumbering maiden. I am not going to kiss that. I am repulsed.
No, I am repulsed.
Roy, you wanted to be the handsome prince. The handsome prince kisses the unconscious maiden.
That's no unconscious maiden. That's Wade with too much makeup. I have a reputation to uphold.
Now there's nobody to wake the sleeping Snow Wade.
And the Wicked Queen is still around.
And we're all out of time for this cartoon. Orson, what are we gonna do?
There's only one thing we can do. To be continued.
Orson,
are you sure about this?
I am certain.
No, I am certain.
What shall I do? What shall I do? Should I... Nah. Maybe I should... Nah, I did that. There's only one way to decide. I'll leave it up to fate. Let's see. Eat, sleep, watch TV. Oh, boy! It wasn't me this time, Odie. It was fate.
Garfield, what did I say I was going to do the next time I caught you kicking Odie off the table?
Force-feed me pizza until I can't stand it any longer?
I said I was going to throw you out for a day without lunch.
Oh, right. Actually, given the quality of the lunches around here lately...
That cat is just amazing.
I am being spoken of.
He sleeps all day and all night except when he's eating. And you should see this cat eat. He's got his owner trained to cook and wait on him hand and paw.
Ooh, I'm so proud.
Oh, and the way he annoys the puppy that lives there.
This ain't the Arbuckle cat you're talking about.
Oh, no, 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 no. This cat is named Gabriel. He lives over at Elm and Third.
Gabriel? Looks like an average house. That must be Gabriel. He doesn't look like me. Probably doesn't act at all like me.
It's time for your 325 lasagna, Gabriel.
You're 46 seconds late.
He's devouring the lasagna. That's my devour.
Next batch, more tomato and go a little easier on the ricotta, okay? Well, should I take a nap or watch TV? No. Ooh, hey, I know what I want to do. Ladies and gentlemen, kicking Ollie off the table.
That's my kick. That's how I kick Odie off the table. Thief, crook, plagiarist.
Gabriel, what did I say I was going to do the next time I caught you kicking Ollie off the table?
Make me watch all my favorite TV shows until I can't stand it any longer.
I said I was going to throw you out for a day without lunch.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, that was what it was. Actually, given the quality of the lunches here lately.
You.
Me?
Yeah, you. You stole my act. You stole my attitude and my appetite and how I kick puppies off the table.
Oh, big, fat, hairy deal.
You stole that, too. You live like me, you think like me, you even eat like me. How could this be happening?
How could it be happening, he wondered. Well, anything can happen in one of...
Gabriel's Tales of Scary Stuff.
No, you don't have tales of scary stuff. I have tales of scary stuff. Don't you go trying to have tales of scary stuff. Okay, I'm through pussyfooting around here, fella. Either you knock off stealing my life, or I'll sue you for copyright infringement or something.
Oh, yeah, I'm real worried. Talk about having a bad hair day.
And don't talk to the viewers. They're my viewers. I talk to them. Well, are you coming? I've got to do something. This is driving me bananas.
You know, I knew exactly how he felt. It was affecting me the same way.
Shut up!
All night long, he had nightmares, bad dreams, where everything he did was also being done by the cat, Gabriel.
Stop narrating my life!
Whatever I do, he's watching, imitating, stealing everything I have away from me.
So, what do you want to do tonight, Penelope?
I don't care, just so long as we do it together.
He's got my girl!
Gabriel and friends.
That's right. I'm taking over.
He's got my show!
And the newest fad sweeping the nation, little dolls of Gabriel stuck inside car windows.
He's got my merchandising! Yeah!
Yeah!
What a horrible nightmare.
What a horrible nightmare.
I've got to find him.
Gotta find him.
There you are.
I just had the worst nightmare in my life.
You did?
I just had the worst nightmare in my life. Stop saying the same thing I'm saying. I'm warning you. I have to break this pattern. Do something he would never think of.
Wait right here.
I'll be back in a second.
He
thinks he knows what I'm going
to do, but I'll show him.
I'm not as easy to predict
as he thinks I am.
This'll get him. I'll show him that Garfield the cat isn't
someone you can just imitate and rip off like...
Ah!
Where'd you get that outfit? Never mind.
Garfield, you have to believe me. I never meant to let it get this far. See, I've always admired you.
I understand. I've always admired me, too.
I wanted to be so much like you, but now it's gotten out of control. I've lost my own identity. Garfield, you have to help me stop being you.
That won't be easy, but I think there's a way. Will you do everything I tell you?
Everything.
Then come on. There's not a minute to waste.
Well, anyway, he took me shopping, and then he started planning my meals.
You're narrating again.
I'm sorry. What is all this?
Health food. Salads, yogurt, protein drinks. Go to it.
14, 115, 116.
Keep it up.
108.
Cookies and cream.
19, 120.
Exactly 8 hours of sleep a day, no more. And you're going to cut back watching TV so you can read more books. For weeks, Gabriel trained just as I told him, and he improved. And by the way, please notice that I am narrating once again.
You know, Garfield, I haven't done anything even remotely Garfield-like in weeks now.
It shows.
How can I thank you, Garfield?
Just be yourself. And if you ever don't want to be that, become an Elvis impersonator.
I'll make a note of that.
Well, I guess I took care of that problem.
You sleep all day, eat everything you can. Garfield, you're one of a kind.
And I aim to stay that way.